With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump asking a federal court to intervene in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in on that.
With sentencing scheduled for next month, Trump is looking to overturn his felony conviction and indefinitely delay his sentencing. The former president's lawyers asked the U.S. District Court in Manhattan to take control of the New York City criminal case, arguing that the state-level prosecution violated Trump's constitutional rights and ran afoul of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. Last year, Trump tried to move the case to federal court, but it was rejected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Philip Morris International has announced a $232 million factory expansion, and it will be taking place in Kentucky.
The expansion will boost production of nicotine pouches that the company says are part of its strategy for a, quote, smoke-free future. Philip Morris says expanding the Swedish Match plant in Owensboro is expected to add 450 jobs, boosting the factory's workforce by about 40%. The factory in western Kentucky produces ZYN nicotine pouches.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Hotel housekeepers have for years waged a fierce battle to restore automatic daily room cleaning that was scaled back at many properties during the pandemic. The dispute has taken center stage during tense contract negotiations in cities across the country this summer, with at least 15,000 members of Unite Here Union threatening to strike this fall in 12 cities if they don't get a better deal. Officials say a juvenile suspect is in custody after allegedly shooting San Francisco 49ers receiver Ricky Pearsall in the chest during a robbery yesterday in San Francisco. Pearsall is going to be fine, they say. This is SRN News. The Georgia Senate Committee is starting a new push by Republicans in the state to ban males from participating in women's sports. Senators heard testimony this week from five former college swimmers who are suing the NCAA and Georgia Tech over a man's participation in the 2012 NCAA Women's Championships. 2 years ago, lawmakers approved a measure that let the Georgia High School Association regulate transgender participation in sports, but it does not cover collegiate athletics. A federal judge has temporarily blocked New York's Attorney General from taking action against pro-life pregnancy centers for promoting a method of reversing medication abortions. The judge issued a preliminary injunction citing free speech rights. The order is part of a lawsuit against State Attorney General Letitia James. Two pregnancy counseling centers and a related association say James is targeting pro-life groups unfairly. In a separate suit, she is taking on nearly a dozen other pro-life pregnancy centers. This is SRN News. California lawmakers approved a host of proposals aimed to regulate the artificial intelligence industry, combat deepfakes, and protect workers from evolving tech.
The California legislature, which is controlled by Democrats, voted on hundreds of bills during its final week of the session to send to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. The Democratic governor has until September 30th to sign the proposals, veto them, or let them become law without his signature. Newsom signaled in July that he will sign a proposal to crack down on election deepfakes, but has not weighed in on other legislation. He warned earlier this summer that overregulation could hurt the homegrown industry. In recent years, he often cited California's budget troubles in rejecting bills he would otherwise support. Bertie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 1st, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including attorney and law professor Alan Dershowitz, 86 years old, comedian and actress Lily Tomlin has 85 candles on her birthday cake. This is SRN News.